The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question: "What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David, by the Spirit, calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet'? If David thus calls him Lord, how can he be his son?" No one was able to give him an answer, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. When I was working as a camp counselor one summer, part of our team building or training required that the whole staff had to take a quiz to discover what our love language was. Is anyone here familiar with love languages? Okay, a couple. Good. So Dr. Gary Chapman is a psychologist, and he wrote a book called The Five Love Languages, in which he explains that there are different ways that we give and receive love. And when I talk about love, I'm not just talking about romantic love, but any kind of love we have for someone we care about. So here are the five love languages. First, we can show love with our words. For example, by saying, "I love you," or by writing a thoughtful note to someone explaining why you're grateful that they are in your life. Second, we can show love by spending quality time with someone, by taking time away from work and all the other busyness of life, and just doing something fun together. Third, we can show love through physical touch, a pat on the back or a big hug. Fourth, we can show love through acts of service, by doing the laundry or cleaning someone's car. And finally, we can show love by giving gifts. This might be a thoughtful Christmas or birthday present, but it could also be something as simple as bringing someone a cup of coffee. So those are the five love languages: words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, acts of service, and gift giving. And though we use all five of them in different ways and at different times, most of us tend to have a favorite love language, one that speaks most directly to our hearts. And you can discover your primary love language by taking a quiz. It's a real quiz. It's not like one of those fake quizzes you take on Facebook. It's like by a psychologist. So I took this quiz at summer camp. So since then, I've known that my primary love language is words of affirmation. Nothing is more touching to me than a heartfelt compliment or when someone writes me a handwritten note. So naturally, I tend to assume that everyone else's love language is words of affirmation as well. But this is not always the case. I learned this the hard way with my mother. I have a lot of love and gratitude for my mom,
So all my life I've tried to show her how much I love her the best way I know how, with words. I'll tell her, I'll write these long, heartfelt, beautiful notes, things like that. And she, you know, she's grateful and she thinks it's nice, but it just doesn't hit home. And I don't know, my mom grew up with three brothers. She's kind of a tough nut to crack. So I really wanted to find that way to really show her that I loved her. So after years of pouring out my heart on paper to little effect, finally, I made my mom take the love languages quiz. And I discovered that her love language was acts of service. So I logged this information away quietly. And a few days later, I ran a little experiment. While my mom was out running an errand, I emptied the dishwasher. Very simple. I didn't say anything, and I resisted the urge to leave a note with the dishwasher. I just emptied the dishwasher and went on with my business. A few hours later, my mom came home and she came into my room, and with tears in her eyes, she said, "Did you empty the dishwasher for me?" Finally, I was speaking her love language. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." This, we are told, is the greatest and first commandment. Everything else in our lives flows from our love of God. I love these words of Jesus, and yet I've always struggled to understand them. I'm a person who likes really specific instructions and clear, detailed advice. But the commandment to love God with all my heart seems kind of vague and intangible. So if I had been standing with Jesus when he spoke these words, I would have raised my hand and said, "But how? How do I love God with all my heart and soul and mind?" I feel like I have a pretty good idea of how to love my neighbor, which Jesus goes on to explain is the second greatest commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. I'm not saying it's easy to love your neighbor, but I have a pretty good idea of how to do it. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, care for the sick. There are lots of hands-on ways to love our neighbors. But how are we to love God? Jesus says, love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. In other words, love God with everything you've got, in every way that you can. So I thought it might be interesting to explore what might it look like to love God using the five love languages. First, words of affirmation. To love God with our words means to pray, to talk to God, to praise God, to give thanks to God. Second, quality time. We love God by spending quality time with God. This means setting aside time for silent meditation or for worship in church or for reading scripture. Third, physical touch. We may not be able to reach out and touch God, but we can still encounter God in physical ways. Like when we take the bread and the wine in the Eucharist, we are having a physical encounter with the love of God in Christ. Or we can also lay hands on one another and anoint each other with oil and pray for healing, as we do after communion every Sunday. Fourth, acts of service. We love God by serving our neighbor. So this may mean finding ways to serve those who are less fortunate than ourselves. Maybe you could be a mentor at Seguin Youth Services or join one of the Habitat for Humanity builds. But we can also serve one another in small, everyday ways. You might go out of your way to run an errand for your spouse, or you might just hold the door open for a stranger. Finally, gift giving. We love God by giving to God from our gifts and our resources. There's no shortage of need in this world, as we all know. So pick a cause and give to it generously. Give to your church community so that we can continue to carry out the mission of God right here in Seguin. God speaks every love language. So love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, with your words, your time, your touch, your service, and your gifts. Amen.